Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Good vibes and variety. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday. Careful out there. This is a weird one. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. Fall into comfort with Creative Energy's red and gold sale. I'm getting in that hot tub today, and it's going to be good. You can save on hot tubs, endless pools, saunas, and so much more. Visit creativeenergy.com before these fall savings end. We begin with old people. William Shatner, Captain Kirk, TJ Hooker.
He is what, 90?
He's 94.
Okay.
He was 90 when he went in 2021 when he went into space. At the time, he was the oldest guy to get up into I don't know, whatever stratosphere you need to be in to officially be in space. He was, according to many sources, hospitalized for a medical emergency involving his blood sugar late Wednesday afternoon. Insiders say when the issue occurred, he called the emergency services and the LA Fire Department ambulance arrived on the scene. He was taken to the hospital for evaluation, is now resting comfortably and doing good, said Tumza.
Okay.
However, his people are saying, no, he wasn't hospitalized. No,
Nothing happened.
Exactly. I don't know. I mean, the guy's 94. He gets to have an occasional medical hiccup.
Some of the old time, I know this because I knew a guy who was an old guy at this resort where I worked at. But these old time Hollywood types fear anyone seeing the real deal. It's all smoke and mirrors all the time.
Right.
And
image.
You never, ever let anybody behind the curtain. Like, don't look back here.
Yeah.
I'm that guy out on stage. That's who I am.
And that used to be a lot easier to take to do. I mean, there really were so
and now,
far fewer ways to find out what your person was up to.
To the shock and horror, I'm sure, of old Hollywood, now you can look on X and find someone's boob job order.
Mm-hmm.
Boob job? Yeah, I got one. Here's what I ordered.
Right.
Who was that? Was that Kylie?
Kylie Jenner.
Like, a lot of them are doing it now, though.
Oh.
A lot of people are putting their surgical stuff down now. Like, she started a trend.
Well, I wonder, actually, if that doctor got so much business out of that.
I'm sure.
That he had to hire more doctors. And that other places are like, listen, I did your boob job. If you'd, I'll pay you to tell everyone that it was me.
I actually think that for the sake of the general public, it's a cool thing to have put out there. I'm just saying old time Hollywood doesn't want you to know what they've done or
absolutely.
How they, this is my hair. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no. And you haven't seen me in 10 years, so why would you even dispute it?
Travolta wore that dumb wig everywhere forever until someone must have finally said, please, for the love of God,
just don't.
Stop
it's
it.
It's okay.
You're not fooling anybody.
You're fine without it.
They know.
Bill Shatner, this is Captain Kirk. He may or may not have gone to the hospital. They are denying, his agency is denying reports that he was hospitalized. A statement said that he is fine. You know, people do get swatted and you hear things like this person died. You see obituaries and the world goes crazy like, oh no, this person died. And they're like, I'm here. I'm not dead. So this stuff does
I'm
happen.
I'm just irrelevant.
but anyway, I don't know if they're lying or if he...
Well,
got, you know, medically swatted.
The end, it says he's okay, right? So either way, yes, as long as we know he's okay. I mean, I wasn't a huge fan, but I don't want to wish him any ill.
Right.
But I'd never had the William Shatner poster, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I had a Star Trek movie, one of the movie posters.
I know you. A lot of people do.
By me, I mean like John, I think got it.
Was it Wrath of Khan?
I think it was Wrath of Khan.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
The best one.
Is it the best one?
It's my favorite.
I can't even hardly remember any
of
this.
Is that Ricardo Montalban?
That is Ricardo Montalban.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was alive then.
Yep. You were.
Definitely. Corinthian leather.
Yeah, I didn't have the poster though.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that you shouldn't. I just mean I was never that into that.
In other old people news.
Great.
My dad is 85, and which is how old Chuck Norris is.
Ah.
And dad, you need to get off your ass and start climbing mountains because this guy climbed Lassen Peak.
Are you sure this isn't one of the Chuck Norris jokes?
Yeah.
You know
how tough Chuck Norris is?
Right. That he's 85 years old and he's climbing up a mountain. Well, honestly.
In his bare feet.
Could literally be one of those.
Carrying a baby.
Chuck Norris celebrates his 85th birthday by climbing Lassen Peak, which is 10,457 feet tall. It's in Northern California. I thought it was closer to Shasta. It's really not. They say here it's the last peak in the Cascades. So what a day. I had the pleasure of hiking Lassen Peak once again. It was heartbreaking to see the damage left behind by the 2021 Dixie Fire, but the park's beauty still shines through. Walking those trails brought back so many wonderful memories, he wrote on Instagram. My wife grew up around these parts, and I'll always be grateful she introduced me to such magnificent sights. Whether he climbed it or not, he does look like an 84-year-old guy who's had some work done. That's happened. And they show him on the side of the mountain. They show the peak. It's the view from the top.
I actually don't doubt it. People are capable of great things. Well, at whatever age, you hear people running marathons, doing triathlon. Like, there's a lot of people who, did it take him 16 days? We don't know.
We don't.
But whatever it
is, even if it did. He's 85 years old.
It's very cool. Yeah, absolutely. That's my point.
Lassen is the southernmost active volcano in the Cascade Range. It most recently erupted multiple times between 1914 and 1917, which actually led to the Lassen Park being, it's a national park. Oh. And they were like, we should just keep all the places that could get lava out of the public domain. We're going to make that a national park. Along with Mount St. Helens, it's the only volcano in the continental U.S. that's erupted in the 20th century, which ended 25 years ago.
When was the Mount St. Helens thing?
That was like the 80s, wasn't it?
84, 83, around there.
So yeah. You would have been on the East Coast for sure then.
I was, but we got ash. Like, the whole country got ash.
Well, I didn't know it went that far, but that's what I was going to say. That was one of those where...
It was 1980.
And then people started selling the ash. Here's some ash.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I scraped it off my car's windshield. Thing.
Made Ash
crazy.
Wednesday very easy for everyone.
Everyone was already participating. Yeah,
if you want from the eruption, okay.
Thanks.
Nah.
They say Lassen is one of the most extensive lava or plug dome volcanoes on the planet, even though it's only 10,000 feet high. Dome volcanoes are formed from very slow, gradual eruptions of highly viscous, thick lava. Hey, Friday. Unlike other forms of volcanoes where lava flows freely and quickly away from the vent, a dome volcano moves so slowly that it piles up and solidifies over and around wherever it's venting from. And so it gets a mounded shape as opposed to, the top blown off looking shape. They call it a pretty strenuous hike, and they say it takes about, the round trip on that is 4 to 5 hours. So that's no small feat for if he did it. I mean, I don't know why I'd lie about it.
I don't know.
Except that he's, still a maniac at 85.
We had a volcano scare here recently. I don't know if you saw this, Vin, but Shasta, Mount Shasta, there was this really unique cloud formation that came and looked just like it was erupting. Oh. Like, I mean, if you saw the picture, you'd be like, that's an erupting volcano. And it turned out the meteorologist was like, no, it's moisture buildup around the top, and that's why it looks like it's erupting. Oh. But it really did look like...
Shasta's a cool-looking mountain. It looks like a pimple. It really does look like it's ready to blow.
I'm like, what would all the people in Mount Shasta do? Shasta Lake.
Shasta is actually, I think it's north of Lassen. Like, Lassen is further
Lassen
east.
Lassen is south of Mount Shasta.
Yeah, like southeast kind of.
Yeah, I'm looking at the
it's funny because it's in the middle of nowhere.
It goes right through Oregon, and I lived right there.
The Cascades. There. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is Rainier part of the Cascades?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a
Mount
long...
St. Helens, but it goes all the way through Washington, and I don't have the whole map in front of me, but it looks like it heads into Canada as well.
Yeah, well, that would make sense.
Southern British Columbia through Washington, Oregon, and into Northern California. That's the Cascades.
The Cascades. Sounds so pretty. Anyway, happy birthday, 85-year-old Chuck Norris.
It was funny the way you were talking about it. I was sitting here going, does everybody know the Cascades the way she seems to? I better look this up.
Oh.
Good job.
I feel like the Cascades get
No, they do.
Okay.
They do. I'm just telling you, there was a gap there for me. I'm like, the Cascade. And then I looked at it and went, oh, I know all this.
Yeah.
But I didn't know. I lived right by there. The Three Sisters in Oregon. Yeah. That's
right.
Well known.
Actually, that's so funny. That's like probably the only other thing. I didn't know if Rainier was for sure, but you know, you hear about the Three Sisters. I've heard about those sisters. Hmm. I am out of time, Vince. What you got?
What?
I know. Happy Friday.
Yeah, no, it is. You're right. Couldn't have been happier. So what a start. Mind-blowing facts that sound completely made up, but are 100% true.
I can't wait.
After this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
The only girl in a world where anything that can go wrong does go wrong. Happy Friday. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show coming up at 7.05. Something is going to go right. It's your first chance to score tickets for Ed Sheeran.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier with personalized, medically supervised plans and GLP-1 medications. Mm. Start today for just $99. Visit jumpstartmd.com. Here's what's happening on this fine Friday. Thanks for choosing us, by the way. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
And we know we've made it a little harder than normal today. So, but
special effects.
We weren't trying to.
Right.
Mostly sunny today. Even if you have some morning clouds wherever you are, you'll see mostly sunny skies, lows and highs in the low 80s. We're going to have a cooler weekend and rain possible Monday through Wednesday of next week. That's the early forecast. I'll know more Sunday.
Okay. I'll call you on Sunday if you could let me know. Please.
Rain possible Monday through Wednesday. Now you know.
Yeah.
Last night, two teams in our division played on Thursday Night Football. I wanted them both
to
lose.
Did they both lose?
They both didn't lose, but one of them did, and that was good. So it's all good. The Seahawks beat the Cardinals 23-20, and the Jacksonville Jaguars will be in town to take on the 49ers at 1 p.m. on Sunday.
Ben, did you watch that game last night at all?
Some, yes.
What was going on with the Cardinals uniforms? They looked like they were spattered in mud.
They said into the mics, actually, it was strange that I caught it. They said that is a new thing that all the teams in our division, one of the two teams when they play divisional games will wear the new uniform, which is, in that case, they said, it's speckled with like a desert storm. Like it had speckles all over it. It was supposed to look like sand.
You know when you run in the mud and you get like, that's what it looked like. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, it must be muddy there.
Except it was
how
like
is it muddy indoor?
The colors were like pink and brown. It was very strange.
Yeah.
I didn't dig the uniform.
Can you pull up a picture for me to look
fashion
at?
Fashion fail.
But it's become a thing now.
But now this is going to happen all the time.
It's an absolute revenue generator. You come up
you
with new,
those, right.
new uni designs and all of the fans will go, give me four. I'll take five of those.
Mm.
I have Christmas presents.
I got to give them to all my nephews.
All the people need the new uni. But they didn't look great.
Oh, yeah, they just look dirty.
Yeah,
they look dirty.
Yeah.
And they, you know.
Show me that one from the game there, the bottom right. They literally look like they're speckled with little dots of dried mud. Really weird.
In this case, they made it sound like that design is specific to the desert. That's what they tried to tell us.
Oh, as in they're Arizona and this is them.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I don't know what we're going to see for the Niners. Will they be speckled with gold?
Oh, that'd be good. That'd be nice.
I don't know.
Louisiana, they'll probably have New Orleans. They'll have that Spanish moss coming down off the top of them. And then they'll be like, you know, little tree frogs and drops of green water.
Or the vomit from
From Bourbon Street. Oh, my God. They can
beads.
Do a vomit speckle.
Yeah, beads.
Oh, beads.
Vomit.
Oh, yes. My God. This is a great idea.
Sarah, you and your moss. What are you talking about? They should just have boobs on the front.
And instead of flags, they throw beads.
There you go. Perfect. Oh, we're going to make this so much more fun.
We begin real quick before I get to the mind-blowing facts, and we'll hope that story's still sitting there.
Yeah. We're having all the problems today.
It's all at once.
Emergency shutdown.
Except we had some yesterday, too, so I don't know. It's just what we're going through, I guess.
It's been a week. We started with an earthquake as we were all getting up for work.
TikTok deal is in place. It looks like China's signed off. It looks like our president has signed off. And it looks like TikTok has been saved, everyone. And that's good news because it brings me to the actual story I wanted to tell you. 1 in 5 U.S. adults gets their news on TikTok. 1 in 5.
That seems like a totally legit place to get your news from.
It's a significant increase from 3% in 2020.
Oh, my God.
Now, TikTok's popularity has obviously,
boomed.
Risen. So that's one reason for it. And yet, I mean, if I do the math, from 3% to 20%.
That's a lot.
And they say young adults are particularly active news consumers on the platform, with 43% of U.S. adults under 30 regularly getting their news from TikTok.
Are there news sources on TikTok that are giving them their news, or are they just going, well, my friend's niece who knows my aunt said?
I think it's a combination of all that. Like, I'm not on TikTok in particular, but I do follow on Snap and other. You can follow certain news sources that will push out. I don't necessarily get my news from there, but I realize you can get that from.
Young person alert.
I get my news on TikTok.
Oh.
You do?
Yeah, it's not any different than getting it on another social media platform where you might follow insert news site.
But you're using a credible source. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, do you follow the AP or?
I don't follow. Oh. I let the algorithm serve me with its magic. But I get stuff from, like, you know, the political commentary people, you know, the Jon Stewart, John Oliver.
Oh, sure.
And then you also get, like, CNN. I try and shy away from a lot of like news, but it definitely comes up. And then also you get to see people clipping and discussing, which can stray into
opinion.
Yes, opinion, right. For sure. But
conspiracy
everyone
theories.
I unless you're actually, even if you are literally watching a news source, you're still getting really opinionated news.
Right, leaned.
Well, that's one of the reasons why, while I realize, especially in his passing, he's wildly popular, I wasn't following Charlie Kirk or whatever. Like, I just, that's not a news source. That guy has, he's a political entertainer, is what he is. I mean,
So it was episode two of South Park this season. They did a whole thing about Charlie Kirk and his style of debating. They called it master debating. And I'm separating those words because they didn't do a good job of that in the show. And it's interesting and funny. And we all know people who will sort of debate you in this way where they're like, prove it to me. And they just throw, you know, hold the Bible up in front of you without citing a particular example or passage.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that guy, but that is not where I would want people to be getting their news from.
Right.
That's what the point I'm making. And that's the point. Like, if you're following someone on TikTok that's actually doing news.
A legitimate news person.
Follow Scott Budman.
Right.
That's a newsman.
Mm-hmm.
That's a guy that...
Just the facts.
Yeah, you at Scott Budman on Instagram, and I don't know if he's on TikTok, but, you know, I would
probably
guess.
Probably.
He's trying to super serve his news followers, and I love the guy. That's a guy I'll listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this next story. So TikTok, it's saved, and many of you are getting your news from there, so, you know, yay.
A little news, a little fun dance, a little news, a little fun dance.
Chicks in bikinis. Seems like that's all John gets on there.
I'm like, that one's
algorithm. Yeah, I know.
I don't get chicks in bikinis.
Really?
No.
I was even getting chicks in bikinis the minute I was on TikTok.
I think I just scroll really quick.
Oh. And then they go, oh, she didn't like that.
Exactly.
Yeah. I get a lot of how-to stuff.
When I
ever look, yeah, I'll see, like, you know, some crazy skirt made out of jeans, which I love. I have to try that.
A skirt made out of jeans.
Yeah. It's like,
you mean a jean skirt?
Well, it's a jean. It's the top of your jeans, and then you cut it apart. That's funny. You should give yourself a drum hit for that. And then they put, like, you know, panels of different fabric in between, so it becomes this, like, maxi skirt that's really... Okay, you got me there. So it is true. It is a jean skirt. Okay, get to
the end.
Don't tell me what to do.
Get to those things.
I'm busy.
I knew what you meant.
I thank you. There's like a whole hippie thing that's going on with
those. Don't get cranky with me. He did that. I didn't.
I'm looking at the clock, and I really want to hear the facts you can't believe are true. What is it?
10 mind-blowing facts that sound completely made up but are actually 100% true.
I love mind-blowing.
Heinz invented ketchup.
Huh.
Pez dispensers.
I'm still pondering.
We've got 10 of these.
Pez dispensers were created to help adults quit smoking.
Oh, I think that was a fast fact once.
Mm-hmm,
that's interesting. I mean, it's just something to satisfy your oral fixation. I like Pez. Pez candy's good.
I don't.
Do you like sweet tarts? Is that what they're called? They come in their little roll?
I'll answer the question this way. I haven't had a sweet tart in 100 years.
Oh.
Have you?
I think so. I mean, I wouldn't have said no to it, but and they popped right into my head because they kind of remind me of Pez.
If I'm digging through my kids', you know, take at Halloween, I'm not pulling a sweet tart out unless it's like, you know, the bottom of the barrel. And I'm now looking at like, well, what am I going to have?
That or a Tootsie Roll. Would you go for
sweet tart? I'm going sweet tart.
Doesn't it seem like there's only 5 little minis that are even being made now? Like, I tell John, make sure you buy different bags so we get different stuff. It just seems like it's the mini Snickers, the mini Almond Joy, the mini Butterfinger. Like, it's the Three Musketeers, the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
They're prepackaged, so you get, like, I mean, we were buying those big ones from Costco for a while.
I feel like there used to be a lot more variety in those. Maybe, I think there's mini Twixes in some of them. But I feel like I bring back the candy corn packs. Bring back the sweet tarts. The bit of honeys. I love bit of honeys.
The Devil Wears Prada was optioned into a movie before the book it was based on was even published.
Oh, really? Is it a well-known author? Or did they just say, this is just such a great idea and we already have...
All right, I'll read you the thing, okay, but you're really slowing this down. I'm never going to get to 10.
No, you'll be fine.
Yeah, rush me into it. Now I'm going to bend it, leave everyone hanging. Before the widely successful novel was even published, Fox 2000 snapped up the film rights in a preemptive deal after reading 100 pages and an outline of what the book would be.
Whoa.
The manuscript by Lauren Weisberger, a former assistant to Vogue editor Anna Wintour, was generating significant industry buzz. Studio exec Carla Hacken recognized its cinematic potential and moved quickly to option it in 2003. Tasked with writing... Oh, boy, this just goes
it's
farther.
It's fine. I get it. That is actually amazing.
Doritos!
Oh, my favorite.
Are they?
Were invented at Disneyland.
What?
In 1995, the Frito-Lay company opened the Mexican restaurant Casa de Fritos.
Oh.
In Disneyland. And while they provided Fritos at Casa de Fritos, Alex Foods supplied tortillas to the Mexican restaurant. In the early 60s, a salesman for Alex Food noticed that they were throwing away extra or stale tortillas. And he said, why don't you guys, to the cooks, he said, why don't you guys cut these things into triangles, fry them up, and season them? They did, and Doritos were born. All of a sudden, the homemade chips there at Casa de Fritos were outselling Fritos, and they noticed that these guys had a hit on their hands, and Doritos were born at Casa de Fritos in Disneyland.
Incredible.
Uh-huh.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Tickle Me Elmo was almost Tickle Me Taz, as in the Tasmanian devil from Looney Tunes.
Oh.
AKA bad tattoo you see on a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, the Tasmanian devil.
Yeah. I like that tattoo, though. That's kind of a classic.
Well, you like tattoos.
I do. But I mean, there's a lot where you'd go.
That?
You should have picked the Tasmanian devil over that one.
You know what I saw? Cheese guy?
One of the places I've gotten tattoos out at sent an email out, and it was, are you ready for Halloween? And they have pre-drawn, what do they call Santa Cruz in...
Santa Carla.
They're doing a whole Lost Boys, like what do they call those pages?
Oh, the proofs or whatever. Example pages.
10 different Santa Carla. What's the song the saxophone guy's playing?
Oh.
I Believe or something. What is that?
It's a cover of somebody else's song.
Yeah.
Yeah, find out what that was, because I remember thinking, is this the artist that does the song?
It's super funny to me that I saw that and went, oh my God, this wouldn't have made any sense had I not been part of Bob's Movie Club.
Bob's Movie Club.
And watched the movie just a couple weeks ago.
It's I Still Believe.
I Still Believe. So it's a saxophone and it says, I Still Believe.
Oh, that's so funny. I guess if you're a huge Lost Boys fan, you'd be like,
I would consider that.
Here it is. Santa Carla with vampire teeth, just Santa Carla dripping blood. I Still Believe. There are only noodles instead of worms.
Oh, those are sick.
That's really great art. Yeah.
Santa Carla, murder capital of the world is also, I thought, oh, that's funny. This would have gone over my head. I wouldn't have known what
thanks to Bob's Movie Club. You know what's crazy about this, though? Is there like some anniversary for that movie? Is that why we watched it? Because obviously they heard about it on our show. We've been talking about it for weeks.
Did you get a Instagram about it? Or are you just talking about the tattoos?
Yeah, I'm talking about the tattoos.
I've had so many people send me Lost Boys throwback Instagram posts.
Oh my God.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow, what a coincidence. I'm like, the algorithm knows.
I'm out of time. 800-400-3697. Maddie's on the show.
Tell us everything, Maddie.
All right. Sarah, hurry up, Vinny. I want to hear your facts. Then proceeds to question everyone Vinny reads.
Hey.
Elle from Santa Rosa.
I didn't say I wasn't going to question them. They're interesting.
You make it not fun.
I'm curious. God.
The Niners' new uniforms and helmets are black with gold numbers and lettering and awesome font.
That's going to look great.
I saw them a few weeks ago during a pre-game show. Colleen and Santa Rosa. What's up, Santa Rosa?
Well, that's 10 million times better than the it looks like you spilled a burrito on your jersey.
It really does look like you didn't do your laundry.
But that's okay. They're the enemy. So look as bad as you need to.
Yeah. We're going to look awesome. And so are ours going to be speckled with gold? Is that what she said?
Yes. Or,
okay, great. Oh, that's...
No, she didn't say that.
Okay. We're going with that, though.
707. It looked like the Cardinals got pooped on. Yeah, it did.
It does. It really doesn't. It's not bold enough of a design to make it look like it's intentional. It really does look like their uniforms are just dirty.
It's a tattoo flash sale.
That's what it is.
My artist does that every Friday the 13th.
Art, yeah. It's flash art. That's what the term I was looking for. Thank you very much.
There you go.
The new jerseys, the Niners are just blacked out with red and gold. They look amazing. We're going to look so good. Mm. I love it.
Very Raider-esque. They unveiled
their new Rivalries uniform, and they're just blacked out. It's great. We rule. Go Niners. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
We're going to get your first pair of Ed Sheeran tickets on this last day of Ed Sheeran tickets.
What?
Wake up. Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.